hope you recognize that theme song, because it means it is time for Let's Talk About Jesus with your pastor evangelist, Robert Venable. Praise God. We're so glad to be with you this wonderful, wonderful spring day. And we pray that this broadcast will bring wonderful, wonderful blessings into your life, because we're going to take our teaching today from the Word of God. And as you know, the Scriptures say, if you are a student of Scripture, that if we receive this Word as seed into a good ground heart, it will bring forth fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. Praise God. And that means powerful, positive, progressive change is going to occur as we are willing to hear and give heed to what God teaches us in His Word, and we're willing to let Him change us by it and by His Spirit. Praise God. Well, we're so happy that you've joined us today. If you are a consistent listener here, you know about this broadcast, and you know that we are committed to bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone who will listen anywhere in the world. And because of stations like WMAF right there in North Florida that stream their broadcast over the World Wide Web, then anyone, anywhere in the United States of America, anywhere literally in the world that is connected to the World Wide Web, can potentially listen to this programming here on this station, and to broadcast just like this one and others who teach and preach the Word of God on WMAF. We're so glad the gospel is actually being heard through classic gospel music here on this station. What a unique station that you can hear songs that some people have long forgotten, but you can hear them right here on WMAF, and classic country music, therefore family-friendly programming and spiritually a beneficial programming as well, right here on one station. We're grateful to be part of the broadcast family of WMAF, and we pray that you are grateful to be part of the listening family, and I'm convinced you are. Praise God. Amen. So we're getting ready to go to God's Word today. I want to take just a moment, as I always do or try to remember to do, and that is to invite you, if you would like to come to our website, just type in THCOG, that stands for The Holy Church of God, right here in Tampa, Florida, an affiliate of Independent Assemblies of God International for 38 years and counting, where I have been the senior pastor here. And we pray today that if you have come to our website, that you will tell others about it. You can download sermons that span those years, many, many topics, recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus. There is podcasts, so you can download any materials that you feel would be a blessing to you, you can to any MP3 player. And if you would like to follow us on Twitter or Facebook, we've just begun that. You can find a way to do that there. If you would like to leave us a message, you can leave a message right there on that website. There is absolutely no obligation on your part. We are so happy to be able to be a blessing in any way that we can, in every way that we can. And this is just one of those ways that God has opened the door for. So we're excited once again about getting into our subject this week. Our subject is called Remember to Forget. And the statement that we're making under that heading is, our God is a God of new beginnings. This is what is so wonderful about the nature and content of grace itself. Grace gives us the opportunity to begin again. It's not that the past didn't occur. It's that it will be treated as if it did not exist by God. You know, the Bible said that, and God actually quoted himself in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, when the Scriptures declared that, as it is written, saith the Lord, I will cast their sins away from them as far as the east is from the west, and their sins will I remember no more. Did those sins occur? Yes, they did. Will God associate you after repentance and forgiveness with those sins? No, He will not. And that means that we can have a brand new, clean slate, that we can begin again. Praise God. And these are some of the things. We're going to talk about some of the things we need to remember to forget. And our text is out of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13 for this teaching. Praise God. Listen to it carefully. Maybe you are one of those people today that with a past. We all have one, you know. And some of us are further past our past than others. But everybody has a past. And everyone, without exception, needs God's forgiveness. We all move forward because God keeps giving us new beginnings. Praise God. Amen. Listen to what Paul said in Philippians 3:13, and let's explore this in this concept of remembering to forget, the things we need to remember to forget in Philippians 3 and verse 13. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth to the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." I press forward toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. Now, that word press means to strain forward. There was a song many years ago in the pop charts that was called "Against the Wind." I'm running against the wind. Well, I saw a book title years ago also in a Christian bookstore that said, "An upstream Christian in a downstream world." Friend, make no mistake about it. It involves a deep commitment, a deep devotion to Jesus Christ to become His follower. Because every time we follow Him, we go counterculture. We will be against the wind when we follow Him. The flesh, our own weak flesh, will become an enemy instead of an ally. And it takes a courageous heart and a devoted heart. And we can't afford discouragement. Therefore, we cannot allow things that discourage and would dissuade us from following Him with great fervor. Amen. We cannot let the enemy sow into our minds and hearts things that will hold us back. We need to be unshackled. God is very willing to give you and I a new beginning. We have to be equally willing to act on that opportunity by faith. And to get past our past is one of the great barriers to our God-given future and purpose. Praise God. I'm telling you, I've got a past, and sometimes the enemy will come and accuse me and tell me how unworthy I am. And you know, I can't fight him on the fact that there are things in my past. But the issue is, it is my past. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, the enemy is the accuser of the brethren, and he has help. And that help sometimes is our own conscience and our own mind. So last week we dealt with this issue, forget. Remember to forget the memories of sins for which Jesus Christ has forgiven us. Friend, when God forgives your sin, that sin is obliterated. That sin is remitted. That sin is gone. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to leave it behind and go forward and run the race that is set before us. You know, the Bible said, laying aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. And let's run the race with patience that is set before us. I believe part of that is not looking back. Not looking back. I read one time a true story, and I cannot remember the runner's name, but he was just about done with a race, an Olympic contest where he was almost the winner. But he was so concerned about who was gaining on him that he glanced back just before the finish line. And when he glanced back, it just broke his stride by a half a second or an eighth of a second, and that's all it took for the other contestant to win by that little amount. And all he had to do was quit looking back, hallelujah, and just keep his eyes on the prize. Friend of mine, I believe the enemy works overtime trying to get us to look back instead of setting our gaze on Jesus Christ and the eternal purpose that he has called us to. Friend of mine, I don't know about you, but I've had plenty of times that I have caught myself looking back instead of looking forward. And I don't know how many times God has helped me to set my gaze on Jesus. You know, the Bible said that we are to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. Amen. And that doesn't mean to occasionally glance at him when we feel threatened or troubled or discouraged. It simply means to set our gaze upon him, to center upon him and not look back. Praise God. So we need to forget the memories of sins that God has forgiven, because as far as God is concerned, they exist no longer. There's something else I believe Paul has in mind here. I believe we need to forget the memory of people who have wronged us and hurt us. This is extremely crucial to running full out for Jesus Christ. The only way to break free from painful memories is to truly forgive the people who have wronged us. This is the key to becoming unshackled, to run and make progress in our Christian walk. When we forgive, we too can forget and get on with our lives. You know, Jesus said, and I'll just quote him from Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And he said, "And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." Remember, the Lord's pattern prayer for us says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." His forgiveness, his mercy is contingent on our forgiveness and our mercy. But the day that we forgive, not only do we obtain God's mercy and forgiveness, amen, but we also become unshackled from those painful memories that hold us back. This is not only a spiritual law that must be obeyed that we might be forgiven, but that we might be released from bitterness and bondage. Remember to forgive and forget. Now, I know most of us have heard this. Many of us have probably said this: "I can forgive, but I can never forget." Well, that is not what the Bible defines as true forgiveness. God forgives and forgets. "As it is written, saith the Lord, I will cast their sins away from them as far as the east is from the west, and their sins will I remember no more." God forgives, and he disassociates us from that sin, and he never brings up our past. He lets it go forever. Praise God. The person who says, "I can forgive, but I can never forget," has never truly forgiven. Now, I know that's a hard pill to swallow, but Jesus said, when you stand praying, make sure that you are not holding that grudge, that you are not shackled to the past by a hurt that has been done or a wrong that has been done you. Friends, when we dwell upon the thoughts of injustices and betrayals and wrongs and hurts, we secure ourselves in a prison of pain and bitterness. Forgiveness is the key to the prison doors. Once free, we can forget the past. Marriage partners can have a new beginning. Friends that have parted can have a new beginning. Even if we are not forgiven by others, we are free to go on with God's blessing. See, I can't get everybody to forgive me. that I have somehow hurt or harmed in any way. I know that I don't do these things intentionally, but I know that I am mortal and I am human and I am capable of letting you down and others down. I don't intend to. I wish I could be perfect, but I'm going on to perfection. I'm still under construction, and God been working on me a long time. And you know, they graduate sandpaper down from coarse to fine. I wish I could say I'm somewhere in the middle, but I believe God is still using the real course on me. Praise God. But I know one thing for sure, loving hands are shaping my heart and my life. And I want to be more like my master. I don't want to hurt anybody. I want to fulfill his command to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. But I know inevitably that I am capable of a word that wasn't spoken kindness, or a word that was spoken and was misunderstood, a deed that was not done or done that someone was hurt by. And I have deep regret when I hear that I have hurt someone. And I am quick to apologize if apologies are appropriate. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I am not perfect, but I want to be forgiving so that I might be forgiven by God. And having obtained God's forgiveness and asked for people's forgiveness, that's the very best I can do. I can't do anything about how people view me in their heart. But one thing I can do, I can forget the things that are behind and reach forth to the things that are before, and know that I'm running this race with my gaze set on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And my gait not impeded by the concern over things that I simply can't change. You know, some people didn't like Jesus. In fact, a lot of people didn't like Jesus. A lot of people wanted him crucified and placed upon that cross. And friend of mine, Jesus was perfect. Jesus was God incarnate, God in flesh, and they found fault with him. They called him terrible names, and they did horrible deeds to him. And we'll never outdo Jesus. So if you want the whole world to love you, that's never going to happen. But if you'll receive God's love and God's forgiveness into your heart and life, and you will forgive those who have hurt you and wronged you, you will become unshackled. That chain that is holding you back is going to be broken. That prison that you are in your mind with all the guilt and shame and hurt you can be set free from in the name of Jesus Christ today. Even if we are not forgiven by others, we are free to go on with God's blessing. There was a man named John Ogleton, in talking to John Wesley, once made the comment, "I never forgive." Mr. Wesley replied, "Then, sir, I hope you never sin. I hope you never sin." See, Jesus said, when you stand praying, if you have aught against any, forgive it. Forgive it. Forgive it. It's not going to cost you to forgive. It's going to liberate you. It's going to loose you. Clara Barton was never known to hold resentment against anyone. Once a friend recalled to her a cruel thing that had happened to her some years previously, but Clara seemed not to remember the incident. "Don't you remember the wrong that was done against you?" her friend asked. She said, "No, I distinctly remember forgetting that." Hallelujah. Amen. Why could she forget it? Why could she disassociate that person or that incident from her life to such a degree that she could not hold it as a painful memory? Because she had truly forgiven. Remember to forget the sins that Christ has forgiven you of, and remember to forget the wrongs and hurts that have been done to you by others. Real victory over an enemy is not to seek vengeance, nor to hold a grudge throughout your whole life, but to get past the bitterness by forgiving and forgetting, and living joyously and victoriously in Jesus Christ. Praise God. George Herbert, and I'm going to quote him, he said, "He who cannot forgive destroys the bridge over which he must cross himself." And Philip Brooks said, and I like this so much, he said, "You who are letting miserable misunderstandings run on from year to year, meaning to clear them up someday, you who are keeping wretched quarrels alive because you can't quite make up your mind that now is the day to sacrifice your pride and kill them." Hallelujah. "If you could only know and see and feel all of a sudden that time is short, how it would break the spell, how you would go and do instantly the thing which you might never have another chance to do." And I believe he's talking very clearly about saying, "I forgive you. I forgive you. I want this quarrel to stop. I want these feelings to be gone. If they don't forgive you back, that's going to be between them and God. But you're free. You're unshackled. You're ready to run the race with patience that's set before you, to live your life free from the hurt and bitterness that poisons all of the joy that takes away your peace and your strength and your optimism about the future." The minister, father of three small children, crept out of bed during a violent thunderstorm to check on his children. Their beds were empty, so he called to them. "We're in the closet," they said, "forgiving one another." Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes when the pressure is on and we need God so desperately, we need to take an inventory and make sure that we have not burned the bridge that we need to cross to get into the shelter of His wings and the shelter of His care. I search my heart very often because the heart can justify holding things that the Bible said are unlawful as Christians for us to hold in our heart. I must forgive. I must forget. I must set my gaze upon Jesus Christ, that all of my energies can be used in running the race that is set before me. Amen. Paul said before he went to be with the Lord and gave his life to seal his testimony, he said, "I've fought a good fight. I've run a good race. I've finished my course." I believe every one of us have a God-given future, a course that God has set up, individually designed for you and for me. I would love to be able to say, when I see my Master that gave His life for me, I would love to be able to look Him in the eye, the one that knows everything about me, everything I've done, everything I didn't do, every thought and intent of my heart, and be able to say, "Lord, did I finish my course?" And hear Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Not perfect person, but faithful servant. Hallelujah. Amen. Enter ye into the joys of the Lord. Not that I'm going to be disqualified from heaven because I didn't finish my course, but because I want my Master's blessing. And I want to know that somehow in this world, I have been a blessing to the one that gave me this new beginning. That somehow I've done something of significance for Him that will count for eternity. Praise God. I tell you, heaven is going to be fantastically beautiful. It's going to be a place like we've never dreamed of. I believe the more important than anything our eyes are going to behold in the holy city is to behold Him who loved us enough to go to the cross and lay down His life so that God could forgive us and God could forget. And God, through the mercy and grace that is in Jesus Christ, could give us a brand new beginning. We can't waste that opportunity looking back. We can't waste that time and energy focusing on people who have hurt us. We need to forgive them. We need to say, you know, that's compared to what I'm called to do and called to be in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I just don't have time for the pain. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time to run full out. The time is short. I believe Jesus is coming very, very soon. I want to be found running the race. I want to be able to say with Paul, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. I accomplished what He called me in my personal walk with Him to be and to do in this world. Praise God that I might hear Him say on that great day when I stand before Him who gave His life for me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Praise God. Let's search our hearts today as Christians. Let's look within deep and be brutally honest if there's some hurt that we're carrying because some person has not been forgiven. Let's forgive them today. And let's set our eyes off of that hurt and off of that person who hurt us and set our eyes and heart upon Jesus and the race that is set before us. Praise God. Amen. I feel like somebody's just breaking a chain. I just feel like, I don't know. I'm not seeing God's giving me a vision, but I can just see some great big bull mastiff dog that wants to chase something so bad, but he's chained up and I can just see him taking a lunge and that chain just breaking as if it was spaghetti instead of steel. Amen. Or iron. I see somebody today in this listening audience by faith. I see you being set free from someone and something that has held you back from God's blessings and God's best and God's future and God's purpose, and God is going to give you a brand new beginning. Hallelujah. So you can run the race that's set before you. And I know there are people listening to this broadcast today that sin is holding you back. Amen. That Satan, through that sin, is holding you back. Well, I've got good news for you today. You can be forgiven. You can have a brand new beginning, and you can forgive others, and you can run with us the race that is set before us. And you can run it with patience and perseverance, with your eyes set upon Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And we can receive the prize, praise God, of the high calling in Jesus Christ, every last one of us. Well, we love you today. Our time is just about gone, but I'm going to ask you an important question today. If you're listening and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I'm going to ask you right now, the first step in the new beginning is to become unshackled from the sins that hold you back from a relationship with God through His Son and our Savior. Today, would you bow your head right where you are? Say, Jesus, I want to go free. I want to be free from my past. I want to be free from my sin. I want to be free from Satan's influence in my life. Forgive my sin. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. I come to you today just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God. I come. I come. Will you come today? Will you come and receive Jesus as your personal Savior? Christian, you with the hurt, so much hurt and pain in your heart that is turned to bitterness, that is springing up and troubling you right now, that is keeping you from God's blessing and God's best and God's purpose. We just don't have time for the pain. Time is short. Forgive. Forget, break the chain, and let's run full out for Jesus Christ till He comes. Well, our time is gone. Come back next week, will you? Let's talk about Jesus.
Let your reign flood this thirsty. Your love shining like the sun, pouring like the rain, raging like the storm, refreshing me again. Ooh, I receive your love. Your grace frees me from the past. It purges every sin.